Kathleen McCann lives in a modest garden at Tanger between Tathra and Bermagui. But since coming to the valley from Canberra in 1997, she thinks she's created a dozen different gardens or more in that time. Creating food gardens and keeping them going is her passion and bread and butter, with six local properties calling on Kathleen's green thumb regularly. In 2004, she graduated as a permaculturalist, adding a bit of paper to her 30 years of growing experience. Kathleen McCann lets us into her garden for a slice of the good life.
Well, right now I've got quite a lot of flat-leaf parsley coming on, and also I never gave up on my tomatoes, so they've actually started to regrow and come on a lot better now that the main part of the heat, humidity has gone out of the weather. I think it's cooling off. A lot of friends are saying, no, don't say that, Kathleen. But I can feel autumn yes. coming in a bit earlier, and that's a great help for the plants. So the parsley's taking off, my tomatoes are coming back again, and even the zucchini, which had a bit of rot to start off with, it started to grow again. They've had a battle for a while, and I think the key is feed them up a little bit more again and help them boost them on, and they'll keep growing for you. And we can have tomatoes, for instance, growing all the way through to end of March, April, sometimes beyond, especially with the small Tommy thumbs. They tend to grow nearly all year round down here. So,
what was happening with your tomatoes? What did you notice? You say they've bounced back. What was going on with them?
They just weren't ripening up. Mm. They were staying green. And also quite a lot of wilt was hitting them as well. So I've just pulled all the wilt off most of the main leaves, fed them up again, and I've actually planted more tomatoes as well, which I'll try and boost on with keeping a bit of a feeding regime up, which I just use a bit of sea soil, and I also make my own with comfrey and a few nettle and things like mm-hmm. that, and I make a tea out of that. And every couple of weeks I feed up my garden with that to boost everybody along.
Any advice on reddening up those green tomatoes? You're not the first to have trouble this season getting a red flush in their tomatoes. Any advice on turning those green tomatoes red?
Look, it's just we have lack of sun. I can't control the sky. So it's just those cloudy days. We've had a bit too many. And I think just the plants trying to cope with the amount of water in the soil is also part of it. You know, if you want to take them inside and try and redden them up, they have to have a bit of colour on them before you can do that. Otherwise, you'll just end up with this funny green thing for ages, which you really should turn into a pickle or a chutney. So it has to have a slight touch of colour, and then you can take it off the plant and put it on your windowsill. You don't actually need to put it on your windowsill either. It can go anywhere and it'll start ripening up by itself pretty well. So, and I would encourage you to do that, because what that does is make the plant go, oh my God, I need to grow more. I've lost some. So it will make the plant grow further and do more flowering and fruiting for you. It's like the same with flowers as well. You should really deadhead all your flowers if you want more to come on. So the same principle happens with tomatoes.
The mind games we play with plants, hey? Yes. Let's wander over here, get a bird's eye view of your zucchini. You mentioned that you've had some trouble with your zucchini with rot this year. Again, is that the weather? I know I've been finding that too with my zucchinis. The ends have been rotting out. I've been having to cut them in half. I can use one half of it, but the other half is rotten. Is that what you've been seeing too?
Absolutely. And that's just the plant struggling to cope with the amount of water in the ground, as well as trying to produce fruit. And the fruit's paying second fiddle to the plant actually trying to survive the amount of water coming
right.
in. And you'll also notice quite a few of you, I think, you'll have a bit of powdery mildew happening. You can take those leaves off if there's only a few, because you can't take it off the whole plant, of course. If you've got it over your whole plant, I really recommend looking up how to make a milky spray, because that really helps the plant. If it's too much, if it's rotting off too much, I would recommend you planting more. I still think we have enough growing time down here on the coast mm-hmm. where we could probably have a few more months. So stick in some more new plants and see what you can get out of that.
Your flat-leaf parsley was the other thing you pointed to as something that's growing well at the moment. Parsley will often go to seed, though. What's your trick for stopping it going to seed and keeping those leaves coming?
Look, I tend to spread the seed of parsley around every few weeks. Mm-hmm. So I've got some that are older than others. And as soon as anything looks like it's going to seed, I'll pick the top out of that first. And if it doesn't, if it does go on too long and really wants to go to seed, I pull it out and I let the little ones come on. So what you're seeing here, I've actually pulled out probably 20 plants that were all going to seed. I've kept one, which I really like. It's nice and healthy. Mm-hmm. And that will be my next lot of seed. One plant will give you thousands of seeds. So you don't need to keep everything. And So what you've seen here is quite young, but it's really starting to pump now that it's got room to grow. I've just restrawed and refed everything, and this rain, of course, that we're having today will really push it on in the next few weeks.
Tanger permaculturalist Kathleen McCann, growing her own food and helping others do the same as part of The Good Life on ABC Southeast.